For over 150 years, California has collectively embraced an identity as a place where people go to reinvent themselves and to remake society. From the gold rush to the silver screen, from valleys of wheat and oranges to valleys of microprocessors and software, the Golden State story is one of innovation and riches, but also tension over what is lost in the process of creating tomorrow. With a new piece in the New York Times, writer Daniel Duane suggests that California is entering a new age, where the California dream isn't filled with sunny optimism, but a much darker vision, one filled, in his words, with a profound sense of loss. It stirred a lot of conversation when it appeared in the Times late last month, and we hope to spur a little more today as Daniel joins us now on Valley Edition. Daniel, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
What prompted you to write this piece? You open up describing a trip to Yosemite and comparing it to the differences in the present day from earlier trips that you took there years ago with your family. Maybe describe that scene for us.
Yeah. So I'm a lifelong Californian from a family that, you know, for whom the Sierra Nevada high country has kind of been our summer sanctuary. And it's still absolutely paradise to me. And if it all turns to a smoky desert, I'll still be going every summer. But there was on a family trip to sort of the Yosemite National Park high country this year, the effects of drought and climate change were just getting awfully hard to deny. That, you know, sort of dried out meadows and absence of wildflowers and vanished glaciers. And then as we drove home, we happened to drive across the whole state, pretty much, you know, from almost the Nevada line clear back to where we live in San Francisco on that weekend. A lot of your listeners probably remember that weekend in mid-August when it felt like the whole state was on fire, and, you know, there was so much smoke everywhere you could barely see. And by the time I got back to the Bay Area, you know, and thinking about the effects of climate change that we're seeing here in the our coastal waters, and I had kind of seen the whole cross-section of California ecosystems, and it was feeling awfully, you know, unsettling, and it just got me thinking about how California is sort of relentlessly changing.
And you're writing about more than just the ecosystem itself, right?
That's correct. So, you know, there had been other changes. Basically, as I was sort of driving home, I found myself about to say to my kids, you know, it was sort of the smoke and all that stuff, but also just just how much that drive has changed since I was a little kid with the urbanization and, you know, suburban sprawl and all that. And I realized I was about to sound like my own parents 40 years ago. And that got me thinking to how every generation of Californians, you know, it's like sometime right around middle age, we find ourselves saying to our kids, God, you know, I remember back when I was little and this valley was all farms and now it's all subdivisions or whatever it is. And as a student of California history, I kind of, you know, I found myself thinking, well, God, you know, I think this has actually been going on pretty much since the gold rush, actually. You know, there was easy gold on the ground. There really was easy gold lying around on the creek beds in about 1848. You know, by the late 1850s, all that easy gold was gone and the dream was over unless you were, you know, the next group and so on.
So in this case, given that this is a trend that we see in California history every few generations, it seems, is there anything different this time? Or is this just California reinventing itself for a new generation?
Well, is there something different? I don't know, you know, in the sense that I think there's sort of two faces of this phenomenon. And the phenomenon, I mean, is this peculiar repetitive birth and death of the California dream. And there's sort of two faces to it. On the one hand, you could say, well, come on, it's just cyclical. The world endlessly changes, and I guess just every Californian goes through this, and, you know, it's just the same as ever. California's still a place of innovation. On the other hand, every generation along the way has been right, you know, that something is lost, even as something new is gained. This place changes dramatically in physical ways. And so there is, there is something different this time in that there is something distinctive this time. There are distinctive qualities to what we've lost, even as clearly there is something being gained in the extraordinary economic prosperity, at least around the area where I live.
and that economic prosperity itself creates other problems. Daniel Duane, in his piece, My Dark California, in the New York Times, writes about the housing affordability crisis, and you quote Kevin Starr, the famed California historian, talking about the last two writers ever to buy a home in San Francisco. Talk about that and how that is something that you've seen really transform the idea of the California dream. For so long, it was the dream to own a home, to build a family in a middle-class lifestyle. That is increasingly becoming very difficult in certain parts of the state, including where you live.
Yes, that's right. So I come from a pretty middle-class family, and when I was a kid, growing up in Berkeley, Berkeley was a town where, you know, a public school teacher could buy a home. I had a neighbor who was a professional jazz musician who made a living by gigging in local clubs. That changed in sort of progressive way over 20 plus years. But I now live in a very, you know, what you, anyone from the outside just sort of looking at would consider a very modest neighborhood in a pretty far flung part of San Francisco. In which property values have risen. I mean, and it's nice for me on paper, of course, but they've risen have risen so fast that you can even forget about buying a house in these neighborhoods as a young lawyer or doctor. That's, you're not even in the game as a young lawyer or doctor. This is like what I'm trying to say is that. When I was a kid, California was a place where a middle-class lifestyle was really possible in the Bay Area, and we're really seeing that disappearing or threatened, at least.
It strikes me that what you're writing about perhaps is about this California paradox. You mentioned that the California that drew your grandfather west and created much of the state that we know today was built on things like the damming of Hetch Hetchy in Yosemite, the devastation of the Owens Valley at the hands of the L.A. Department of Water and Power. Do you see that paradox there in California's history and also in the present day? Is this the latest chapter in that?
I do, I included my grandfather in that because I'm implicated in that. That's right. I mean, there is this. There's a real undeniable dark side to the California dream, and there has been. There has been for 150 years, in that each new version of the dream does real damage to prior versions of the dream. We can cite examples of that back to the gold rush. We can cite examples of that, like you mentioned, back to the big water grabs of the early 20th century when, the farmers of the Owens Valley were on their way to building one of the great sort of agricultural regions of the United States, when they lost all their water to the bureaucrats and developers of Los Angeles. And yet, it was the availability of all that water that built up the sort of mid-20th century coastal urban paradise that my dad grew up in and loved so much.
Another part of what you're describing, do you think perhaps it's just the final close of the post-war chapter, that mid-century era that was typified by a lot of the big infrastructure projects or the incredible growth that we had in Southern California and the aerospace industry and those sorts of things, essentially the end of the modern era, and now we're in this postmodern era as that generation has passed on, and now we're in a very different world with different values and different attitudes towards things?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to characterize it and a really accurate way to characterize it in that, even as there is this cyclical phenomenon to the California dream that I have been struck by, there are really distinctive trait qualities to different periods. And mid-20th century in California, particularly in Southern California, was a kind of sort of miraculous abundance and prosperity. And so maybe that always had to happen. And maybe we are living in the kind of hangover from that party. But that was a period of abundance for the middle class in particular. That was a period of really democratic widespread prosperity in the way that our current economic gold rush is not.
We're talking with author Daniel Duane. His piece, My Dark California Dream, is in the New York Times. How do you think California's reputation outside of the Golden State has fared? Because so much of the California dream is just that, how outsiders view the Golden State. Has that changed in any way in accordance with what you're seeing internally?
You know, in some ways, if anything, I think California's reputation as a place of exciting innovation and possibility is better and bigger than it has ever been. I mean, except maybe during the original gold rush. In that, you know, at least this is the impression I get from, you know, people I work with who live in New York City, for example. You know, there's that, and it's sort of amazing as a, I get the impression, at least from people I work with and communicate with a lot on the East Coast, that there's a sort of, you know, wistful eye from the East Coast looking westward going, wow, it is really happening out there. Because at some level, for somebody, it is, right? Miraculous fortunes are being made, and the next version of the modern world is being invented in, you know, office parks and, co-working spaces with ping pong tables all around me.
So jumping off from that, which is also a consistent thread in the California experience nationally, that this idea that California is somewhat ahead of the curve, whether we're talking about technology or politics or social issues, California has been considered to be a harbinger of things to come. If we accept your view that the state is in decline or in some way this state of transition in a dark or rather dark way, what does that mean for the rest of the country as a whole along those lines?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not really sure. I think the state is in decline. I mean, it clearly is in decline in environmental terms. And, but in economic terms, you know, I don't know. It's not in decline if you're in the tech industry, although it is certainly if you're in other parts of the economy. But the what does it mean? I guess it's just maybe the way to say it is that California life is so... So much of California culture, from our agricultural economy to our tourism economy, to our the pleasures that we all enjoy in our beautiful public lands, depends on the health of our natural environment. Much more so, I think, than in many parts of the country. It may be true in the Rocky Mountain states, but certainly in the urban, in the sort of urban mid-Atlantic states, you know, it's not so true. So that the sort of environmental unraveling that we are seeing here, I think, produces a much more profound sense of anxiety and alarm than it might in other parts of the country. So maybe in that sense, we're the canary in the coal mine.
Do you fear that the next generation, let's say 40 years from now, might write a similar story of California's future and its natural environment and in their time as well?
I think it's virtually guaranteed. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the sense that this dynamic in California of, you know, this dynamic of economic reinvention, innovation and renewal and cultural innovation is still so powerfully alive and still drawing so many new people to the state that it is virtually guaranteed that anybody who's arriving here now in their 20s or growing up here now as a little kid in any part of California is going to hit the age I am now, which is not so old, you know, coming up on 50, and look around and say, my God, I remember when I was a kid, you know.
We've been talking with author Daniel Duane. He is the writer of a new opinion piece in the New York Times called My Dark California Dream, talking about what is lost in California's push to invent tomorrow. Daniel is an author of 7 books, and his work appears in Men's Journal, the New York Times Magazine, Food and Wine, and Bon Appetit. He joins us today from his home in San Francisco. Daniel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.